And thank you so much for tuning in to 5252 Ministry Street Talk. Every Wednesday night at 8 to 7 p.m. Central Time, KSK Radio live, online, live, we will be on the air every Wednesday night waiting to hear from you. If you're a caller out there and you want to call and ask questions, our number is 347-850-8955. That number again is 347-850-8955. We just appreciate you guys tuning in with us tonight. And before we get started doing anything tonight, as always, we want to open in prayer and just being thankful that God gives us the opportunity to go on the live radio across the world. For you can hear, and anyone out there right now can hear that needs to have the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is the word. Father God, just thank you so much. Thank you so much for just having this opportunity to be able to share your word, Father God, across the nation. Father God, we pray for the nation to repent in Jesus' name, Father God, just to repent and know that we have to go back to the ways that you want us to be, and to forget all the things that are going on in this world and go the way you want us to be, Father God. We want the Holy Spirit to lead us to change the world back the way it needs to be, Father God. We can do that because with you all things are possible, Father God. I pray for all the hurting people all across the world. I pray for the homeless and the people that are in need all across the world, not just homeless, but the people that are in homes that have needs right there, people that have money that have needs, because they all need one thing, and that is you, the Lord Jesus Christ, in their life. Because with them in their life, all things will be good, because you are a God of good things. Father God, I pray for all the ones that are enslaved in sex trafficking, and they're tortured and abused and neglected. And the ones that are sick and their finances are in a bad shape right now. They've lost their jobs. They don't know what to do, Father God. I pray for the ones to be rescued from abuse, physical and mental abuse, Father God. I'm praying a special prayer for Iraq tonight, for ISIS will stop. ISIS, stop. Stop now. Demons must flee from Iraq right now, Father God. We just pray that your angels come in and the light shines and demons must flee. Father God, we know that right now that you're needed so much over there. And we're all just praying for the nation over there, all the nations, all the countries that are in turmoil right now. Father God, we just pray right now for all the innocent lives that are out there. They're being taken, the women and children being murdered, and the men being murdered. They're buried alive. Their heads are being cut off. Father God, we pray right now for you to intervene. I'm praying for a miracle to happen, for they know that they are messing with God and God's people. And then when they see that miracle happen, that they were going to go back and say, Jesus is our God. Father God, just pray right now for all the ones that are going through that, all those Satan attacks right now, Father God. I know there's someone out there right now, just right now, that's going to hear our show tonight that needs you, Father. We're praying right now for those hearts to be softened all across the world right now to receive the word of you, Father God, the word of you, Father God, because we know that you know what they need. And we just pray right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, that they just receive your word and they receive you tonight, Father God. Blessed are all our people all across the world. We love you, and we're thanking God for you. And we're just thinking that if you just go out there and help one person wherever you are right now, that you can make a difference one person at a time. So go out there and be a brother or a sister and tell them about Jesus. Mark 16:15 says to go out to all the world and preach to them about all, and to all creation, about the Word. The Word is Jesus. Go tell them about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ that loved you, that died on that cross. So tell the world right now, tell everyone across the world to go talk to one person and see if they can't make a difference. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings upon us, Father God, that you've given us and what you're going to do. And Father God, we thank you so much for our guest that's going to be on line with us in just a minute, Father God. All the words we're saying tonight are words of you and not of us. Father God, we love you. We come to you, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you. And God bless America. Amen. Well, I have a beautiful lady online tonight. Louise, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Well, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, we're so glad
blessed
that you're here.
All the way around.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we're so glad you joined us tonight. I just got to tell you a couple of things on Louise. She's the sweetest thing in the whole world. I met her about 5 years ago now. She was... the leader of a Bible class I joined. And the minute I met her, my life has never been the same. She's a precious woman of God. She has so many things that she has done in her life. She's been she's an award-winning author. She's taught all across the world, gone to China many times. She ran a place called Hidden Manna, which she's going to tell us about in a minute. And then also she's involved right now in a prison ministry, and she's very heavily involved in that. But also, too, she's just an inspiration everywhere she goes. She's a speaker across America and goes different places. And she volunteers at different places also. She's even volunteered for us at 5252 Ministries before in the streets, back 4 or 5 years ago even, too, but even as recent as like a month ago. But she's amazing. She has a lot of great things to talk to you guys about and tell you about. But I'm just so thankful she's with us. And, you know, she's a wonderful, wonderful missionary, teacher. She's just a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, she has wisdom beyond measure. And the best part of it is I think that the book she started writing has just been like the last 3 years. And her first book come out when she's a seasoned senior, so to speak. And what was the age of your first book that come out?
I was 75.
75. 75. And that book, her first book, against all the odds of being against the people that were seasoned writers with books, she won the Saleh Award, the number one best Christian book out there in 2013, I think it was. And so I'm so honored to talk to her. So anyway, she has more under her belt. We're going to talk about that. So just first of all, before we get started, Louise, and about your books and stuff, I'd like for you just to tell us a little bit about you and then tell us about your walk. I know that you've been a leader all your life and traveled a lot of places, but tell us a little bit about where you're from briefly, and then just tell us about how you went to China to start out with that right there.
Basically, the Lord has really led me for a number of years. I did not really make a commitment to the Lord until I was probably in my late 20s, although my parents always took me to church, but it was all mostly about works and doing things for others. And it was not until I went to a Christian camp in New Jersey where we were bringing children off of the streets of New York and bringing them out to a summer camp. Many of them had never been outside the city, when I really began to realize the real value of a real relationship with Jesus Christ. I married the associate director there, and we moved quite a bit. He was a pastor in many areas of the country, as well as he got his doctorate in psychology and did a lot of counseling. And basically, we had four children. Jokingly, he used to tell people that we had quadruplets the hard way. It was about one a year. But anyway, I became involved in a lot of different activities. And as I became more involved in reaching out to other people, I actually grew stronger and closer to the Lord. And when I was actually in my 40s, I prayed for an infilling of the Holy Spirit and really received such joy and peace as a result of that. And in fact, it was interesting because I had a hunger and a thirst for God's Word that I had never had before. And before you might have asked me how much, if I'd read the Bible and asked me what I'd read about, and I'd say maybe about 15 minutes. But still, through the years, my husband died over 26 years ago. And so as a widow, God was faithful in his promises to never leave me or forsake me. The first thing I became involved in was I taught in the prison for a time, and that was a really neat experience. Then I became the director, a spiritual director of affairs at a psychiatric hospital. After that, I worked as the manager of a Christian retreat center called Hidden Manna for 15 years. And then the Lord really convinced me it was time to move on, and that's when I began writing. And as a result, the Lord has opened many doors for me. The night that my husband died, I was standing on one side of the bed, and when the doctor looked up and said, "He's gone," then I said, "Lord Jesus, receive his spirit." And I turned and stomped my foot, and I said, "Satan, you may have closed one door, but God will open others." And God is so faithful. He continues to open those doors. I have been to China on four different occasions to teach in an underground Christian school where students come from all over the country to stay in hiding for 3 months in order to study the Bible in depth. And so I've had many rich experiences. I've worked with Celebrate Recovery and facilitated there, and now I'm involved in working in the prison. We're conducting, in fact, this weekend, another retreat, a seminar there on trying to help those inmates to bond with their children. And so that's been really exciting.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes, you know, the work that is very much needed. I know I know that you're really excited about that, and the team that you guys go in with and everything is really amazing there, which that is awesome. Now, I just want to ask you, now on the China, tell me when you went to China, what were you doing when you were over there? What were you doing?
Oh, I taught in the underground Christian school. And we at times would have to move very quickly. Time before last when I was there, they discovered that there was someone that was spying on them and pretending to be a student. And so the students got together and they escaped during the middle of the night and left him there. So sometimes during a three-month period, they might have to move as many as three or four times to different locations to keep the authorities or anyone from getting to them. It's really an incredible experience to go to the underground churches and see the dedication of people who are willing to be at risk in order to praise God, to study his word, and to reach out to others.
Yes, and that's true. And, you know, another thing, too, about that testimony of you is the faith and obedience for you to keep going, knowing all those times how dangerous it was for you. Because it's dangerous for them, but also, too, if they caught you with Bibles or teaching material, you could have really gotten in trouble, too. So, you know, that's amazing you're able to keep doing that, that you're doing. I know you're not doing it right now, but, you know, those four times, every time I know that you had to have that thinking, okay, what am I going to do if I get caught? Because, you know what, I know that had to go through your mind because it's, you know, it's pretty amazing to get underground and have to hide out to teach someone about our Lord. We take advantage, or take for granted here in the U.S. that we have freedom of choice to praise our Lord and have different, you know, different nominations and all these different things, you know, and people just don't understand how bad it is, I think, just to have no freedom at all for, you know, to serve the Lord. It just doesn't make sense, does it?
Well, it's interesting because people would ask me, "Aren't you afraid to go?" And I said, when God tells you to do something, you're afraid not to. And you know that very well, Sammy, that when God sends you on a mission, he also equips you. And we aren't always in safe places, now where we have an abundance of supplies, material, or even material goods. But God blessed me incredibly in the fact that I never asked for money from anyone, and yet in the trips that I went on, people just kept bringing me money, and I never had to be out any money on any of the trips that I made. And it was amazing. The last trip I got much more than I needed and was able to pay for a lady to go with me to help me in the work there. So God is so faithful, and you know that, Sammy, that we have been blessed, and there's nothing that can replace that relationship that we can have with the Lord. And,
yes,
and
we
the
have
joy of sharing it.
Oh, yes. And, you know, once you start it and you get on that journey, you don't want to stop, do you?
No. It's really interesting, Sammy, because I was not a writer. I never took any courses in college that would help me in that way. And yet, again, the Lord laid that on my heart to begin to write. And no one was more surprised than I was when I won the award for the best Christian book in 2011. And he put me on another jog. I've written three books since then. In fact, I just sent one in to the editor just a few days ago. It's going to be exciting. But every one of the books have been something that I feel is real needed. The first book was called Hidden Treasures for Golden Years. And the Lord had really laid it on my heart about some of the challenges that people face when they're beginning to get older. And I read Ecclesiastes 12, which is a downer, talking about the things that happen as people get older. And it was as if God tapped me on the shoulder and said, Solomon was looking on the outside. Look what I'm doing on the inside. And it's though the outward man perish, the inner man can grow stronger every day. And, of course, we're told in Samuel that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on our heart. And it's sort of like a metamorphosis of God developing something beautiful as this old gray cocoon begins to get old and crackly, that God has something incredible that will one day burst out of this and go home to be with God.
Yes, that's a beautiful book. You know, and when I read that, you know, I know by the title, Hidden Treasures for Golden Years, let me tell you, it's not for people that are just older. I read that, was so inspired about everything. I think that it's really a book for any age because it's great to get that knowledge that's in that book before you get older. I mean, it's great to know. I loved it. I thought it was really great. So then your other book you have, your second book that came out was Splashes of Living Water. That is a beautiful
right.
book also. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Basically, I took some old dusty notes out of the closet that my husband had written years ago, dealing with how he believed that God would have us fulfill our basic needs in a godly fashion. And all of my books are filled with many stories. At my age, I'm going to be 83 in about 3 weeks, and God has given me many experiences. So my books are filled with stories that illustrate what I believe are godly principles or way people choose to live their lives when they decide to follow their own steps. And this one has been a book that in a way was a fulfillment of my husband's dream to write that years ago as a psychologist. And so I enjoyed writing it. It brought back many memories for me. And do you want me to go ahead and tell you about the next one?
The next book that you have is Marvels and Mysteries. I really like that. And
yes.
I was looking at this, and you know, it's Fingerprints of God Throughout the Universe. I thought that was pretty
yes.
interesting in the foreword of that. But go ahead and tell us about that one.
I did more research on that one, Sammy, than any I've ever done. And basically, it was just the wonders of our universe, the incredible instincts of animals, their migratory habits, and so forth. And one of the exciting things that I found out when looking at a video was the fact that with the Hubble telescope, they have discovered what they call the Whirlpool Galaxy. And it's millions of light years away. And in the middle of this is what the astronomers call the X factor. And seeing a picture of that takes your breath away because it is a giant cross on the inside of this galaxy. And to think that in the Milky Way galaxy, which is just one of thousands and thousands of galaxies, if we were to try to count the number of stars in that galaxy, if we counted one every second, it would take us 250 years to count those stars. And the Bible tells us that God knows each star by name. And some of the incredible things that God has done in creation, I don't understand how anyone could not believe in God. And this was a very exciting book for me to do. So that's
That was a beautiful book. And, you know, I love this. I mean, there's a lot of really wonderful topics in here. And every one of these books, which really is so awesome, I want everybody to know that they're all from, you know, there's so many biblical scriptures throughout it, and but beautiful life lessons and stories and comparisons to things that she's put in here. It is a lot of research. And why don't you tell the viewers, how the listeners, how they can get this book or any of your books?
Okay. Can I go ahead and tell them a little bit about the one that I just set off that's supposed to be ready by the middle of October?
Oh, yes, that's a good one, too.
It's Over the Hill, Onto the Mountaintop. And it's a devotional to encourage people to really look to God, that it's not a downhill slide. And retirement is not a time to begin to just kick back and take it easy. But it's a time for God to use us in many new and different ways. And a subtitle on that is Chuckles and Challenges. And I do have a very, very special, almost giveaway price on this one that people could order. And if they want to find out about any of my books, they could go to my web, which is Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, middle initial L, Looney, Looney.com. And on this one, I'm... the pre-publication price is going to be $8 for a book, or if they order five or more for gifts for Christmas, they're $6. And if they want me to send them to the people that they want to be gifts, I'll enclose a card, a pretty card that will tell the people who they're from. And that kind of covers the books, but like I said, probably one of the main things is I love to use humor. I love to use stories that teach lessons. And the fact that our attitude is such an important thing. And I believe that in our perseverance, that and even in our times of failure, if we continue to look to God, we're a winner regardless of those things.
Amen to that. Now, also, too, I can't wait for your book to come out for pre-order and everything. I tell you what, guys, I already seen some of it. It's amazing. So you should really, that's a great price, too, and you'll send it to the people for Christmas. What a deal.
Right, I'll mail them in.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I tell you what, it's going to be good. And another thing, too, that you did, I know that one of the other things that you have, I'm sure it's on your website also, she did a CD of scriptures. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. I've went to bed many a time listening to that in the background. Her daughter-in-law is playing the flute, and it is absolutely unbelievable. But her scripture she has, it seems like every time I would turn it on, it's what the one I needed. It's like, wow, I just needed that. And it's just, you know, tell us just a brief a little bit about that.
Well, I felt a real need to do this because when people are really discouraged, possibly they're even depressed, or if they're in the hospital, they're struggling with health issues, or possibly personal problems, I've found that there is a great deal of comfort in scriptures of knowing that God has promised He will never leave us, He'll never forsake us, and the fact that music has a way, God has just invested in the world rhythmic fashion in many of the things, and music has a very comforting sound. And so I felt like the Lord laid that on my heart to record. It's about 30, 40 minutes long to record that. And I have some people that are ordering it to take as a gift to people who are in the hospital. Those that are discouraged or living alone in times of discouragement for them to listen to. And God's word will not return unto Him void. And so when we listen to what God has to say, it's an incredible comfort and encouragement for any of us. And we all need that at times.
Oh, absolutely,
and that was That's $5 a piece.
Yes. I mean, I got to tell you guys, anybody out there listening wants a really inexpensive but very powerful, wonderful gift, any of these that's out there that she has on her website is wonderful. I have every one of them, actually. So, and I'm excited because she signed all of mine, so thank you for that. Well, you know, do we have any callers out there right now? We'll take calls now if we have any calls. And while waiting for our callers to get online, if we have anyone, go ahead and tell us again and spell your name out again how we can get a hold of your website.
Okay, it's Louise L. Looney, L-O-U-I-S-E, middle initial L, the last name is Looney, L-O-O-N-E-Y, .com.
.com, okay, Louise L. Looney, that's a double L in the middle there, L for middle initial, L for Looney, .com. Awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just amazing how I love the story about your age. And what that shows me is that, you know, it doesn't matter what age we are in our life, even though we're just staying on course with God and being obedient, He will use us and take us into places we never dreamed. Because I know at 75 you never dreamed you would be writing all these books.
No. The thing about it is that we use the scripture that when God said, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans for good and not for evil, plans for hope and for our future. And that is not limited to any age group. That's true until we take our last breath. And so that's something that I feel is very encouraging. And I've known of people who, I had a friend who had all kinds of different kinds of arthritis, and she could hardly move. And yet she had a ministry of counseling over the phone, and she had a prayer ministry that was incredible. So when she could do nothing else, she could pray and make worlds of difference in people's lives.
Well, you know, I tell you, that's confirmation, because I just had my book. I was just fixing to say Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Yes.
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. I had that in my hand that you said that. I thought, well, that was confirmation. I had the right verse open on that, because that's what I was thinking when I was hearing all this, and I had to flip my Bible open. But,
that's right.
You know, I got to tell you, first of all, that scripture is so good. And the reason why I had that scripture open also, too, is that because I know that there's people out there right now that don't know what to do. They're up against a corner, and they don't know which way to go. They don't know if they need to go left or right, or what do they need to do, because they have things going on in their life, and they just don't know what to do. But I'm telling you that God has you. You just got to cry out to Him, because He has plans for you, and He wants you.
Yes.
He wants you. He wants you. He doesn't want things to happen to you. And I just feel the Spirit just saying, you know, I needed to say this to everyone out there, because it's going across the world. If you think that you're against the wall and you have no more hope in your life, let me tell you that you do. That Jesus loves you so much. Do you know that Jesus died on that cross for you? He died on that cross to bear your burdens and all your sins. He took on the sins of the world for you.
Yes.
Even before you were born, He took all that on. And He rose in 3 days. And I just want to talk to everyone out there. If you think that you don't know, I'm going to ask you guys a question out there. And whoever's out there, just listen to this. If you was to die tonight, if you was to die tonight, do you know that you would go to heaven for sure? Let me ask again, do you know for sure that you would go to heaven? Well, you know, if you don't know, you have any doubt, or if you think that you would, you just need to repent, because maybe, you know, we all have to repent, because you know what? We're all sinners. The only perfect person is Jesus, God. We are not. Our Father is perfect. We are not. But He wants us to come to Him and repent for our sins daily. I have to do it daily, because you know what? I don't know how many more breaths I have on this earth. I don't know how many more chances to say, okay, Lord, please forgive me. Because you know what? You could walk outside and get hit by a car. You could have a heart attack, God forbid. But I'm saying you don't ever know, so you don't need to wait. Why wait? And so I'm going to say a prayer, and I just want everybody out there across the world just to repeat it out loud to yourself. It doesn't matter, because we all have got to know that we've got to have Jesus. We've got to have Jesus for living on earth and for when we go to be with the Father. We want to make sure we have a chance to go to heaven, go for his kingdom and not to hell. Because, you know, our choices are either heaven or hell. Hell or heaven, that is it. No matter how you say it, that's the two choices you have. So right now, let's just say this prayer together. Father God, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I know I've done things that I think that you won't forgive me of, but I know you're a forgiving God. And I know that if my heart is right and I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior, that you are forgive me. So, Father, please, I ask for you to forgive me and show me your way. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior. Father, just save me, guide me, and show me your way. I know that Jesus died on that cross for me, and he rose in 3 days. And I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. Thank you, Father, for loving me and forgiving me and accepting me in your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. I pray, amen.
Amen.
So if you have any drug or alcohol problems or anything out there going on, you know, abuse or whatever, God is ready to take you by the hand and let you know that he's God and that no matter what you are doing right now or where you've been, he will meet you where you are. You just got to call in the name of Jesus. I think we have a caller out there. Do you have somebody out there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we sure can. Go right ahead.
Louise, I want to say the God be the glory for what you're doing tonight on the radio station. And your voice sounds like you're about, your voice sound like you're about 25 years old, and here you are 83 years old. Wow.
83. But my heart is young. Does that count?
That does.
You're spunky. You're spunky like a 25-year-old too.
Yeah. Well, I noticed as I was listening to her, one thing she said, she loves humor and what she does, and I can appreciate that. But also, I'm gonna see how I can get with Sammy to see if we can buy some books for and things for some Christmas for some people. And the other question I have for you. I'm recovering from a stroke, and I go to see psychiatrists. But I tell a psychiatrist, they tell me to do that. I said, well, that ain't what God said. And they say I'm too stout. They say I'm too stout to I want to just push my way. And I said, no, I believe. Am I wrong or right?
I think you're on the right track. You keep looking to God. God has answers that man doesn't dream of. He has the power and he has the love that we can find nowhere else. We don't always get the answers that we think we should, but God has our best interest in mind. And whatever happens, all things can work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. He'll do that for you.
Amen. And also... Amen. And also, your daughter, she sings the flute?
Yeah, daughter-in-law.
Your daughter-in-law. Is she good? Is she bad? Yeah. Is she different? Or what?
She is wonderful. In fact, she had a scholarship to go to SMU in Dallas for her flute playing. So she went through college on a scholarship for her ability to play the flute.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to get something. We can use some of our music on our show. Amen. But I want to tell you.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, I'm going to make for sure that LouiseLooney.com, and I'm going to visit your website.
Louise L. Looney. You have to put the L in the middle.
Okay.
LouiseL.com.
Louise
right.
L.
Thank you so much for calling in. Lord bless you.
Lord bless you, and keep pressing on.
You know,
right.
Thank you. And if anybody else would like to go ahead and call on in, it's 347-850-8955. That's 347-850-8955. 5. You, a question or a comment or whatever would be online live. You know, another thing, too, you know, it's just like, I just want to talk about a few things, you know, like, you know, we all sometimes kind of get down on ourselves. We feel like we're just crushed in our spirit, and we just don't think there's a way out at all or anything in our situation. And on Psalms 34:18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. You know, that's a beautiful verse, and I just know, I feel that someone out there right now feels like they're crushed in spirit, and they're just not worthy. But let me tell you, you are worthy. You are worthy because Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's just waiting for you. And, you know, sometimes we think, oh, things I've done that I have to go back to that. Something's just saying that I need to say that again, that wherever you are in your walk or in your life, if you think that he won't forgive you, you're wrong. There's people, you know, say, well, I was saved once, and so then I went back and I backslide, and I would do drugs again or alcohol or I did this or that or whatever. You know what? He's right there waiting for you to cry out to him again. He will never leave you. It's us that leave him. So I just say anyone out there that have a problem with drinking or addictions of any sort, I don't care if it's food or alcohol, drugs, or, you know, whatever it is, or, you know, just don't forget that it doesn't matter. If you just go to Jesus, he will take care of you and be with you. He is going to help you. You know, you have a Holy Spirit in you. He's your best friend. He is your best friend in life here. He will guide you if you just ask him. Ask him to show you what you need to do. And just cry out to the Father to say, Father, give me the strength to throw away these addictions forever, to get to the root of your problem that you have, get to the root of what it is where it'll wither up and go. I'm praying right now for someone that has healing, that needs healing right now. There's someone out there right now, we're praying, that has cancer. We're praying for that cancer just to dry up and wither and go away. To the root of that cancer, we declare it to be gone in Jesus' name. It's gone in Jesus' name. I know there's someone that's out there right now that just cannot seem whatsoever to stay off that alcohol. They keep trying and they trying and they just don't have the strength. So I pray right now, for the strength to be upon them. Father God, fill them with your strength to let them to walk away from that alcohol and be healed in Jesus' name from the craving of alcohol. Father God, we know that you can do anything. Mark 10:27 says, with God all things are possible. And we know that you are God of your word. And if it says with God all things are possible, so we can lean on you for your understanding, not ours. We can't do it, Father God, but we can do it with you. We can do it with you. We can do anything with you, Father. In the Bible, 2,000 years ago, you were performing miracles, Father God, but there's miracles going on today. That is not a history book. That's a living word. Going on now is the same things are happening back then. And the things back then can still happen now. So we have got to know that we have got to get into the word. For the word will guide us, set you free. I want to live a set free life. And I know that you do, brothers and sisters out there listening. I know that you do too. So let God set you free from all the spirits and not of him. Any spirits right now, we pray for all chains to be broken, any strongholds holding you back from receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your Lord and Savior, right now are broken in Jesus' name. Just cry out to him and let him show you the journey that he has just for you. Because each and every one of us have a journey that he has for us. We have to ask him to give us our assignment and show us the way that he wants us to go. I'm praying right now that assignment is downloaded in each and every one of you right now listening tonight. That if you don't know what my assignment is, you say, Lord, I don't know what my assignment is. You haven't shown me. Well, maybe he has, but you don't know how to listen. So I pray right now for hearts to listen to him, to be able to be still and let God be God and show you. Let him guide you. Because he's a mighty God. He's going to grab you and he can take you places he never has. Look what he did for Louise. She was 75 and done a lot of wonderful things before then. But when she was 75, he took her to a different level, took her somewhere else where millions can hear. Just like this radio show, millions can hear. and millions can read. And so, Father God, we thank you for using Louise the way you are on that journey you have for her. Her assignment is getting bigger and bigger because she has a longer life. So she's getting all of her assignment done, Father. We just thank you for Louise and all of her teachings and all of her knowledge that she tells people in these books. These books are mighty. And we just pray right now that anyone out there can just go to her website and get one because, you know what, they're beautiful. I've read them. They'll change your life. But the best book of all is the Bible, and it will change your life for eternity. It will change your life, and it will grab hold of you, and you'll want more and more. You read one verse, you're going to want another one. You need one chapter, you're going to want another. You read one book, you're going to want another. Hallelujah. Praise God, because the Word is the Word, and God is the Word. It's amazing. It's amazing why just staying in the Word and you how it can change your life. But I'll tell you, prayer is where it's at, too. We just got to pray and pray for everyone, the nation, for us to try to take back. We got to pray for America to repent and for us to try to take back. And, you know, and right now, anything from our forefathers up to present, anything that's bad, those chains and bondage to be broken, for we can do what God wants us to do, what God and how God wants us to do, because he is rising his army up, and he wants to use every one of us. And all of us have some sort of a story, a testimony to tell. And so I pray to you that right now listening that no matter where you are, that your testimony, don't ever underestimate the power of your testimony that can change one life who can go out and change 100 lives, 1,000 lives, many lives. So your story is important to that one person. So I just say right now for you to just seek Jesus. Seek Jesus. Knock on that door. He's waiting. He's waiting for you right now. He's waiting. He will not ever leave you or forsake you. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will not let the righteous fall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for that. Woo! Psalms, I'm on a roll with Psalms 56, 3 through 4. When I am afraid, and I will trust in you, and God's words be praised. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can a mortal man do to me? Think about that. Think about that, ISIS that's out there listening. Because what can you do? You can do nothing. You can do nothing. You think you are, you're still a loser. All you have done is empower the people to fight the demonic spirits out there because you are nothing, because God is everything, and you are nothing. You will never win. But our mighty God is forever and ever, and Satan will not be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I love you, Father. Thank you for blessing these people out here. You know, it says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and you are saved. So I pray that you just confess your sins and you ask for forgiveness. And if you said that surrender prayer, you don't have to worry, but you just got to seek him at all times. So always seek the Lord. Seek him because he was always there. He will never leave you. You know, and also, too, of course, you all know out here, all the listeners that know me at all at 5252 Ministries. And our website, by the way, is 5252ministries.org. You can contact us there, and I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you tonight if you said that prayer. I would love to hear if that prayer was said by you tonight. And if you can't get on the line tonight, but if you could go to our website, 5252ministries.org, and there's a guest book on there. Sign up and write me a note and tell me that you did, because I want to know, because I want to pray for you some more. But hallelujah, I want to keep praying for all the listeners out there. I want to pray for the ones that don't know what to do, but I'm telling you, if you know nothing else to do, just call out to Jesus. He's there. He will always be there. And if you think that you're down and out, let me just tell you, God is with you. And if you think that you can never, ever, ever be accepted, God is there to accept you into his kingdom for the asking and for the pure heart. And I just want you to know that no matter what you do, really, honestly, no matter what you do, if you just seek him and ask for forgiveness and really mean it. He knows if you're really true to really, really, really mean it. He knows how your heart, you know, he knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows what your prayer, if it's true or not. He knows if you said the surrender prayer. So mean it with all your heart and all your soul, because I tell you what, you may not have another chance. You never know when it's your last breath. You never know. It doesn't matter about your age or whatever it is, because, you know, it doesn't matter. And he's there. He's there right now for you. Just seek him. You know, there's a lot of things about the poor out there. I have a couple of scriptures I really love. Proverbs 22:9 says, a generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. You know, we all need food for our body, and I praise God for the ones that go out there and share the food for the body out there. But I also really want you guys to know that it's not always talking about sharing food for your body. It's sharing the food of the Lord Jesus Christ, what he has for you. He is just like at the gate beautiful. You know, when the beggar asked for the money for that day, what Peter and John was trying to give is for eternity. He said they didn't have no silver or gold, but what they had is forever. So don't worry about one day. Worry about eternity, because that's when you want to seek Jesus, to know that you're lined up and you're ready to go. If you're ready to go, if you go today, you're ready. You don't have to worry about if it's heaven or hell, but you're ready to go. So, Louise, what do you think about that? You have any insight on that?
It's the greatest blessing and the greatest inheritance that we could ever believe, because in looking to what God has prepared for his children, that it's far beyond anything we can think or anything we can imagine. Too many people here are concerned about storing up their treasures, whether it be gold or whatever. And in heaven, the streets are paved with gold. So it's only as paving material that we look at here. And I think about the fact that many people really covet beautiful jewels. And actually, in the hands of God, we become a beautiful jewel. A lot of us are rough diamonds, that diamonds in the rough, that he constantly keeps chiseling on the rough edges. But in doing so, he wants us to come to the point that every facet of our lives will reflect the light of Jesus and bring out the God colors of Jesus. And it's interesting because I think of the fact that that in his hand we are as a precious jewel. Don't ever underestimate what God considers you to be as far as value. So much so that, as Sammy has said, that God was willing to give his son to die in order that we might be saved. And that is just overwhelming. I cannot imagine a God who loves us enough to let his own son die for us. And that's one of the most incredible illustrations of true love. No greater love has any man than to lay down his life for his friends, and that's what Jesus did.
Yes, he did. Praise God, and thank you for that. You know, everything that we read in the Bible or anything we talk about, you know, it still goes back to one thing, and that's John 3:16, just like we were talking about. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You know, and the next part, 17, I love too. It says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save it. To save the world through him. And whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he does not believe in the name of God, the one and only Son, of God's only one and only Son. Can you imagine having to give your son up for the world to be crucified?
No.
What greater love? There's no greater love. That's amazing. But I don't know about you, Louise, but, you know, I think that we all have stories to show how God has done so many things in our lives, and we can't deny that it's nothing but God. A lot of times people will think, oh, well, that was unbelievable. What a coincidence, you know. There's not one, is there? God steps in, and he does in your life what he wants to be done. And those things sometimes you pray for. Go ahead.
It was real interesting. A number of months ago, I was having major problems. My computer had crashed, and I had an accident. I was having some real financial upheavals, and I have a good friend, Betty, that I often call and ask her to pray for me when I feel I need prayer. So I called and got her cell phone, and I just explained briefly. I said, "Betty, pray for me because I'm having a terrible day, and so many things. I'd had an accident, and so anyway, in a little while, Betty came by, and I said, "Oh, thank you for answering my call." And she said, "I didn't get a call from you. I just decided to come by for a few minutes." And anyway, we talked a little bit. She prayed for me and left. That night, a young man called me, and he said, "My name is not Betty, but I want you to know that I got your phone call this morning, and I've been praying for you all day long." So that was just a little illustration, but God sometimes answers our prayers before we even pray them. And in that instance, I had asked for prayer, but got what was, I thought, was a wrong number, but it was really the right number.
Hallelujah. That's a great story. You know, another thing, too, we all are called to show love to our brothers and sisters, no matter where it is, and to be kind.
Yeah.
To be kind. We have got to be kind and helpful, because you know what? It's like me. You know, I had cancer. I had 17 surgeries, and as well as you know, because you took care of me so much, because I was homeless pretty much myself, and you took care of me. But, you know, we have got to, you know, never know. It could be us, just like it was for me. I moved from, you know, had a multimillion-dollar company to, this, you know, being homeless. So it can happen to anyone. So we all have to help other people, because, you know, and show kindness and love, because that's what Jesus would do, and that's what he wants us to do. I think we have another caller. Do we have a caller out there?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. I don't know.
Do we have a caller out there?
No.
We don't have somebody on the line?
Can I make a statement again?
Yes.
Well, as this young lady was telling her story, and in the script of Psalm 22, it points out in my thinking very candid. Is that clear to you?
My phone was crackling a little bit, so I didn't catch all he had to say.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, one thing I can say tonight is the words I've heard you speak tonight have blessed me royally. One thing I began to read and study is that in Psalm 22:22, how that Jesus Christ was the precious love of God's eyesight. And it shows me in that study from eye to eye, he would behold his eyes every day. And God so loved him. Jesus said, "I'll go down." He asked God, he said, "God, because I love you, I will go down and redeem man." That's what broke me up. The more I see what God has done through his son, he said, "You don't have to go down there." But he said, "I want to go because I love you, Father." And what he had to go through was for 3 straight hours. 3 hours. After being whipped, after being hung on the cross, and go through the dark drums of hell and still rise victorious. So anybody gonna tell me God ain't real? God is real.
That's
he's
right.
Real, he's real. And I want to let you know.
Right.
I want you to know I took your number down sometime too. I may want to call you and pray with you, because you done strengthened me. Made me feel like I'm running track again.
Praise God. Woo, that's
praise
awesome.
God. Amen.
Yes, thank you, prayer warrior.
Thank you for your encouragement. Lord bless.
Oh yes. I mean you got such sound words flowing. The Holy Ghost is moving up on you as you speak. And you're so kindly, you don't interrupt. I just look at this woman. This woman has, you remind me of kind of a Esther. You remind me of Esther.
Thank you.
Amen.
I don't look like Esther.
Well, Louise, I just want to tell you that we're we are excited you came with our guest tonight. And, you know, I just want to always encourage people out there to get out there and get that book and everything. But we just want to say a couple things what are going on this month in the 5252 Ministries. Every Saturday we're at Loaves and Fishes downtown Houston. And we get there at 3 o'clock, and we cook until 5, and then we serve dinner to the homeless from 5 to 6, and then at 6 to 7 we have church. And this Saturday we have the special guest, Craig Hearn. He's with Burning Hope Ministries, and he's going to come down and play his sax like you wouldn't believe and do praise and worship for us, and it's amazing. He's really good, and he's a mighty man of God, and I just am so excited that he's out want to come down there. Then on the next weekend, which is on September 20th, Acts of Worship is going to be there. They are an amazing band. They're pretty well known all over Houston, Conroe, and everywhere out here. Vance Ledbetter is the person that put all that together back when, and he's got an amazing story also, just like Craig does. And what's good about all these people, we all pull together, we all have a story how God has taken us, and he's transformed all of us. And it's just amazing. It's just so good because what Satan wants for harm, God can turn around and take you places for the good that you can't even imagine. And here's mighty men and mighty women of God out there doing things for God because he got them from their pit and took them up and got them out of it. So praise God for being our God and for being a mighty God that can do anything to help us, get us out of our pit and out of our problems and everything. So praise you, Lord, for that. And I just want to say a prayer on our ending here that we just, are so thankful. And I tell you what, Louise, how about you just pray us out right here?
I'd be happy to. Father God, I thank you, Father, that you have us here for such a time as this. Father, I thank you that no one in your sight is insignificant, Father, that you have a plan and a purpose for each of us, and not to discount whether it's little or big, because if we're obedient, it's big in your sight, Father. Faithfulness is doing what you have led us to do. Father, I pray that you stand behind each one of us and say, this is the way, walk in it. I pray, Father, that you would be glorified in the things that we think, say, and do, Father. And Father, if there are things in our heart that we need to confess, if there are things, the attitudes, Father, that we need to change, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will work in us, Father, to chisel off those rough edges, Father, to bring us to repentance, Father, to bring us to the point of confession. And, Father, we know that you have promised that you who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. Praise your name, Father. We love you. We thank you. And we pray all this because and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, everyone out there listening, I just want to say that I want you to just be a blessing to someone this week because, you know what,
yes.
It starts with us making a change in this world, and we all know what a change is needed. So we just got to be a blessing. Go help someone. It could be something simple as a smile or open the door, but just let them know that there's kind spirits out there that love the Lord and, you know what, and love people because someone, you never know what they're going through, and they may have just needed something simple to keep from just, you know, really being depressed or down, and you never know, they may even be thinking I'm going to end my life because I think nobody cares, but, you know, a simple smile and saying, how are you doing can change, just that can change someone. And we just thank you, Father, for this opportunity to be on KS Radio live across the world, and we're just praying right now again just that the listeners that were listening tonight open their hearts up and have to receive you tonight, and just give us a call or get us on our website at 5252ministries.org and give us a note. And you know what? Be a blessing. And this is a wrap from KS Radio, 5252 Ministries Street Talk, every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. So join us. Our guest next week is a pastor from New York City, from the Bowery Mission. He is an amazing guy. He has a new book out, but also he runs a chapel up there. And it, actually, I've been up there and I got to preach 4 different times up there in their chapel, and they do amazing work with the homeless there and in all the neighborhoods and all the families in the area. They're amazing. So don't miss that show. He is really amazing. So be sure and tune in next week from 8 to 9 o'clock at Central Time on the same channel. God bless you.
Blessings.
All right, Willie.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the Word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said. So it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 45, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11, hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14, and chapter 2, verses 10 and 15, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made to show them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long on the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your day in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of Abel, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21 and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And the men of that place had knowledge of him. They sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine and the herd, and violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, and my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched garments, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had come out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, that came from the rulers of the synagogue's house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha Kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53-56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick where he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25-37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought to thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16-21, And he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. it is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Annas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, in my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, now notice that, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, and said, And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19 through 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursed, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee into thy parish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou shalt not be. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine hand shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail you with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore box that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out on the field, shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt